Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
SazzPants Radio, I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby.
Hey everyone, just a quick update on our Git Posh UK tour before the show starts. This week, we're going to be in a bunch of cold places, apparently going through their summer. On Thursday, we'll be in Glasgow, which is 100% sold out. Friday, we're in Newcastle, which has only 6 tickets left as of recording this ad. Saturday, we're in Leeds, which is sold out, but don't be sad, Leeds, we're back on the Sunday with a completely different topic and have a bunch of seats available, so book the babysitter for an extra night and come and see us twice. And as an added bonus, use the coupon code SUNDAYFUNDAY, all one word, on checkout for 50% off. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live for links on where to go and other places we'll be performing. We're also going to be in Nottingham on the Monday, and quite frankly, booked far too big a room. So, if you want to come along to that, use coupon code ROOM2BIG, that's room, the number 2, then big, B-I-G, like the Tom Hanks classic, for 25% off. This will be limited to the next 25 tickets, so get in quick. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/live for links and where we'll be performing next.
Good evening, listeners. It is I, Joel Dusher, and welcome to another episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, if you were a Pokemon trainer, my good friends, what type of Pokemon trainer would you be?
I'm always happy when you introduce the episode like a Dracula.
Outsource?
What? Your Pokemon trainer?
Yeah.
Are you passing it off to someone else?
Yeah. That is the most Joel Zammit thing I've ever heard. I'd like also, to... can I train them?
Yes! Hell yeah, Cass!
So Cass has twice the amount of Pokemon.
Because I love them!
Is that legal?
Nah, 6 at max, surely.
You have 6 on the front, Cass, in your little belt, and then you have 6 behind a big jacket that you wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got trench coat pocket mons.
Nah, she's carrying my jacket, or like my belt. I just Joel Zammit.
That's the thing, I got 2 belts on. People come along, that's like, oh, Zammit, where's your belt?
Huh? Yeah, Cass got what?
I'm micromanaging my Pokemon training. I like the idea of having Pokemon. And I like wrestling them at night before I go to bed, and that's it.
Yeah. But Cass will walk the Pokemon, fight the Pokemon, feed the Pokemon, but I'll give it pats.
So you're basically just staying at home, and Cass goes out and does the Pokemon adventure.
So, I'll give you lifts. Dad.
Yeah. Look, I'll come. I'll have a car, so I'll give you a lift to the gym, I guess.
2 hour, Dad.
A car in Pokemon.
Yeah, there's not many cars. You're giving her a lift and maybe a bike.
Are you the taxi driver in Pokemon?
Sure.
You're the only one with a car.
Yeah, there's a taxi driver. I think there's a van in Ruby and Sapphire. Those are the cars.
I will have a van.
It's full of Machops.
Are these yours? No.
I don't know. It's one of them Machop vans. I just picked it up.
Yeah,
get rid of them.
No, they feel like they came with the van. Just like could lose something if
Machop.
They weren't there.
Machop.
See, you need them.
Machop. Machops are the little ones. They shouldn't be having such a deep voice.
Because it's like Machop. That's the only way that works.
Yeah, that's deep.
Yeah. They're like the bop to, you know, my cassette of the Macarena.
They can do so many moves at once.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they could do a round of the Macarena, but physically.
That's really scary to imagine getting in the back of a Machop van and getting Machopped. Like, circling you and kicking you.
Low kicked the shit out of.
What are you now, a mob boss or something?
Yeah, I guess.
I get in the
Pokemon
van.
A cast and now I found a Machop van. life's wild.
That's how, you know, you never know what's coming.
Oh, next. Sweet, life's a free van. Oh, it's a Machop van. Oh, well, this'll do.
Yeah, was
did you just
around.
Steal?
Nah, well, you know, what's going on?
Look, hey. Look, did I steal it or did I just, you know, happen to come across a van? The keys were not there. So, look, so I might have hardwired the van.
Yeah. Is that stealing?
Is that stealing? Would you call that stealing a van?
I like that because there are so, so few vehicles in Pokemon that almost immediately they'd be like, the guy with the van has my van.
What are you talking about? He's always in my van. You're crazy. Machops, get him.
Quick, get him in a Machop circle. So what do you need to do? What does training a Pokemon entail? Leveling it up?
Oh, you have to pick what kind of trainer you are. Like, are you going to stick to one particular type of Pokemon?
Oh my god!
As well, you need to think that mine will be all the cute ones, and I will be living my childhood fantasy of not quite. I don't know. When I was younger, I was like, why can't we drug puppies so that they never grow up?
Yeah,
but
fair.
You can do that in Pokemon without drugs. You just get stones.
Yeah, you just shove Everstones in them.
And I'm the monster.
That's good. Are you going to evolve Zamats? Do you care?
He doesn't know. You think he's in charge.
I'll be like, hey, Cass, we got a lot of these Thunderstones. You can use them, yeah? Sick. All right, yeah, we bought them. Good. All right.
It's like 3 years in. There's just still a lot of Pichus, the baby Pikachu, and you're like, shouldn't they be
big?
Hey, Cass, what happened?
I don't know Pokemon because I don't do any of the training, but shouldn't they be bigger?
Pretty sure I gave you some Thunderstones, and I was chatting to that guy, and he was saying something about the Pokemon evolve, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty weird, eh?
Yeah. Do we still have them?
Oh, no, they ate them.
They eat didn't the stones. Take.
They eat the stones. That's what they do?
Yeah.
Huh.
Chomp them up.
Crush them and eat them.
Anyway, how's your Machop there? any Machokes in there yet?
Yeah, got one.
That's scary because, they'd like fight each other until there was just a Machamp. Machop's just beating the shit out of each other. You're like driving, you're like, something's going on back there.
Something's going on.
Light explodes out. Oh, they're evolving.
What is that?
Eventually, there's just a big four-armed Machamp in there.
No, you can only get a Machamp if you swap. So that means that when you get out of your van one day, you're just like, hey, do you want a Machoke? And then it just like walks across and then turns into a Machamp. That's weird.
Oh, wait, no. You stole the van and got a Machamp.
No, if there was any Machokes in there, you would get a Machamp. Stealing a van and evolving the Pokemon because you stole a van is very good.
Oh, that is good.
It's supreme.
All right, so yeah, got one. He's doing all right.
Yeah? All right, good. So
bang, bang, bang. Do you have to feed them?
What? Look, Pokemon.
Cass, I'm asking you.
Well, in certain games, you can give them little snacks, which I would do.
Okay.
Yeah, you give them like little taffy, yeah?
They've got... There are berries. All these different ones because there are the berries, there are the...
Pokeblocks.
Oh, I've not had those before.
They're the ones where you got to do the little mini game, yeah?
Yeah.
Pokeblocks are the ones where you blend berries.
Yeah.
Then you make them, you give it to your Pokemon and then they get more beautiful.
Or more cool.
Super
or
more cool.
Right, so how do I make my Machamp? He's a Machamp? What's his name?
You
Machamp?
Zamet has outsourced his Pokemon to UCAS, but still ended up with one.
I gave them all nicknames and they no longer respect you.
So this is my Machamp.
No, his name's Army now.
Okay. Do I need to feed Army? What do I feed Army? He wants to be cool.
He's got four arms.
You need to give him the right number of Pokeblocks. You can give him some Galettes or Pokepuffs.
What are Galettes? All right, here's $10, $20.
Oh, they're $50.
Here's $200. Go get me some.
Yeah.
Oh, did you want me to feed all of your Pokemon?
Yeah.
That's a grand.
Sure. No worries, sweetie.
Should we tell Simon he's being scammed?
Do you wanna? Do you know how strong my Pichu is?
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Just bring me back some stuff with the Machamp.
Yeah.
What I really like, Cass, is that because you would be getting all the badges, and we know Pokemon don't, like, they don't respect you if you don't have the... Every time you bring them back for Zamet, they just attack.
Army.
Either side of the head. Claps you on your ears, makes you deaf.
As you're about to do that, you're trying to hug me, Cat! My good dad! I'm so bruised on the side of my head!
You can ask him to stop!
He went to sleep!
I'm like, please stop, just does it again. Ah!
Maybe I have to ask him to stop.
Well, please stop!
Did you want me to ask him to stop?
Ah!
Hey, Army, come here. Reach that thing for me. I'm still the same height.
My champ.
Thanks, army, for being my armies.
Joel Salmon, I imagine...
This is a good situation because you gave Cass your 6 Pokemon, then found a Machop van, then somehow she ended up raising you a Machamp that you ended up with accidentally. And then...
I've got Machamp, but like every now and again, Cass comes in, feeds
it, takes it out to a gym, brings it back. I like the idea of clap you in the ears, but then his two other hands punch you in the gut.
Oh, no.
Kidney.
Claps your ears is one of the best. Power play! You can't hear how dumb you look!
What's happening?
I can't hear, and my pants are around my ankles. Why?
Just trip over and fall down some stairs. Why did I outsource?
Am I respected in the community?
Or is this a powerful play? It doesn't feel powerful.
I've left. Bottom couldn't of the hear stand. Me go.
Cass?
Yes.
Cass? Do they fear me, Cass?
Army, pick me up. I think I've broken a leg. Oh, God. No. Thank you. You're here, Army. Boom, boom, boom.
I just like the idea of like, Army, I can't hear you. Where are you? Oh, I can't hear you more now.
Oh, God. You killed me, Cass.
Not technically me.
Meeting up with you later on and the sides of your face being purple with bruises. You all right?
Yeah.
No, what?
Would you say I'm feared?
Would you say how in the community am I respected? Is Cass at least respected?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
There's so many thumbs up and shaking heads.
I would say people fear her.
Yeah. Do they know of me?
Oh, they know of you. I think everyone's heard of you at this point.
Just ask anyone.
Yeah.
But not me.
Why?
You know Van Guy? New Van Guy? Yeah.
Oh. You know that guy that had a Machamp and always has bruises on his face? Yep. Yeah, him.
How do you feel about him? Oh, you know what? Don't answer that. Oh, yeah.
He was going to say he respects you.
That's good.
What?
No, was it? I was going to say he's a fuckhead.
What?
Dumbest man in town.
He likes me?
Yeah, he says you're sick, man.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I forgot he's deaf and a fucking idiot.
It's so good to be respected.
What I like as well is that you, the moment you're like, I need to get out there, you don't understand Pokemon battle, so even if Cass was losing, you're like, am I winning? Oh, yeah, man. You're doing so well.
We do well, Cass.
We did so well.
Sick.
Thank God I can go home.
I can go back to driving my Machamp around and doing whatever it wants.
Machamp,
where do you
want
to go, Machamp? To the beach, I guess.
You're driving, it reaches its four hands around and just takes control of the wheel.
Oh, okay, yeah, no.
Where are
it's
we
so
going?
Good you're strong enough to do this. Super she cool. Must have trained you so well.
Where are we going, buddy? You want me to put the... Like, do you want me to accelerate? Its foot just comes on top of mine. Oh, I guess we're doing that.
I'm just now imagining the Machamp putting you in a Pokeball.
Yeah. It just picks me up next to me, starts driving, looks at me, opens up the glove compartment, grabs a Pokeball. Oh,
okay. The tables, they have turned.
Oh, you're
going to put yourself back in that ball, huh? That's real cool. Why are you throwing it at me?
Oh. Okay.
Not my bruised ear.
Not my bruised side.
So well, yeah, that's the we know what type of Pokemon trainer you'll be now, Joel Zammit.
A respected
trainer. He's respected and feared by the community for his powerful plays in not only outsourcing his Pokemon, but stealing vans. Jackson, you've always struck me as the type of Pokemon trainer that would just have 6 of the same Pokemon.
A lot of Dittos.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And everyone's like, why do you just have Dittos? I'm like, a Ditto is every Pokemon, idiot.
Oh, you would.
I imagine, well, see, I was imagining six Mucks.
I'm like, look at my Dittos. They're a bit dirty, but they're good.
That's a
I don't know why they say that. I don't know. I don't think they're meant to say Ditto. I don't know. I'm not sure. Say Ditto. Grimer. I don't know what the fuck.
Must be an accent.
They smell.
I got them from out of town.
They just stink. That's great because I imagine I'm like, time to be a Pokemon trainer. I just go behind my house where there's an aqueduct and all these Grimers. I'm like, fuck, there we go.
Fuck, look at all these Dittos.
Did it. Got all the Dittos already. Got every Ditto I need.
Just imagine picking one up, cramming it into a ball. Get
got most of it in. That's good.
You got a funnel? Yeah, funnel. You need one of these. I'm a trainer.
I'm a pretty good Pokemon trainer. I don't know. Entering a battle being like, transform. Just doesn't. I guess it kind of looks like an Eevee. It's kind of got that look about it. Yeah, good. All right. I don't know Eevee's moves. What?
Just
use one of them. Go.
Acid. All right.
Didn't know Eevee could do that. That's
fine. Neat. Yeah, fuck. Man. Sick.
Guess I got one of them poison Eevees. Fuck, that's sick.
I like to think I don't actually have any Pokeballs. I just have a long jacket with a lot of pockets that are full of pockets, which are just leaking, and I'm constantly, I sink like garbage, and I'm wet.
And you, like, just slowly eats through your jacket.
I gotta keep getting a new one. I also imagine every gym leader, I just go in and threaten them till they give me the badge.
Hey, Lieutenant Surge. You're in war, yeah?
I'll set this place on fire.
I just imagine with a lead pipe leaking Grimers.
Hey, Lieutenant Surge, I'm filthy and will kill you.
Give me the fucking bash.
I know you got one.
Giss. Fucking giss.
He chucks one at you and gets stuck in a Grimer. You're like, fuck.
Give me another one. That one's basically lost.
You know, I used to have keys.
I don't know where they are. It's very funny to imagine me, like, it goes into the Grimer. I'm like, fuck. I get down on my hands and knees, pull the Grimer out, just start, like, pouring through it, separating it, looking for it, pulling out a whole bunch
just
of stuff.
Well, this wouldn't fucking happen if you didn't touch it, Grimer.
You fucking idiot. Try to hit it, my hand just goes through it.
It makes like a slap in the water noise.
Fucking hell, Ditto. Gah.
These Dittos are fucking terrible, Lieutenant Surge.
You're like the only one in the town whose Pokemon learned to speak and all they wanted to say was, please.
Free us. Put us back in the sewer. We miss the aqueduct.
I like to imagine meeting a guy with a Ditto and I'm like, fuck, yours is clean.
He's like, huh. Just jump cut to you with like a bucket of soap, dunking your Grimers.
I just won't get clean.
Try to shove it through a sieve.
Why won't you filter out?
You're filthy, Ditto. So filthy.
Grimer. Why do you keep saying that?
So that's not your name.
You're a Ditto. Say Ditto. Maybe if I yell at them enough, they'll be like, okay, that's much better.
Funnily enough, I think Grimer might actually learn transform.
That's the best.
So you could legitimately make that mistake.
Just gonna make a bunch of hideous, mucky, Grimery Eevees. I'm like, yeah, there we go. So that's what Eevee looks like.
Oh, just dirty Eevee.
You'd gaslight all your Grimers to the point where they would have, like, they would learn some words to try and help themselves learn they couldn't. So they would live their life permanently transformed into a Ditto until you ask them to do something else. And they're just like, oh, it can be something else. Like, right. You go to bed, they turn into a Grimer again.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I like the idea because one of the best things about Ditto is that you could take him to the daycare center and it would breed with any Pokemon to get a baby. I'm like, yeah, there we go. I'm like, why do I just keep getting Grimers?
Why do I keep getting filthy Dittos?
I just keep getting dirty Dittos. I want a clean Ditto. I don't even want a Ditto. I want a fucking Rhyhorn. You're going back in there. You can make me a Rhyhorn.
Get your fuck on, Ditto.
It's very rude.
Clean yourself.
It's very rude of the people at the daycare center when they're like, yeah, just give us two Pokemon. And I give them that and a Grimer. And they're like, what? What do you hope to achieve, Jackson? Well, you know, whatever that Pokemon is, I'll get one because of Ditto.
Ditto.
Yeah.
See? Ditto.
Say I get a Ditto out of it or a Grimer. Whatever. Goodbye. What are the other filthy Pokemon? Because I think I'll get a team of filthy Pokemon.
I think coughing, wheezing, and muck.
Like, I'll use coughing because he floats. Tie a rope to coughing. Tie a rope around my waist.
Yep.
Float around the Pokemon realm. I think that's the way to go.
Well, yeah, there's like
dripping Grimer wherever I go.
There's like three garbage-based Pokemon, basically. Yeah. So there's coughing, which
rubbish.
Is... Yep.
It's a pile of trash. Love that guy.
So there's like, there's like a gas one, a liquid one, and a solid, which is Trubbish, Grimer, and coughing.
It's great because now I just imagine I go in the aqueduct, I see them all. I'm like, people think catching Pokemon is hard. There are so many ones here anyway.
They're all good, and one Zubat.
Just use a screech all the time.
Won't stop. I like smack it on the table a bit and still won't stop screaming. I don't know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it sucks, but I don't know how to shut it up. Jackson, have you ever thought of buying Pokeballs? What?
You know how expensive they are?
What is a Pokeball? I keep them in brown paper bags. Stapled to my pants. Go Zubat! Huck the paper bag. It just kind of flaps awkwardly out of the air. Use a bat move. I don't know.
Oh, now you're not screaming.
Scream! Hang on. Sometimes if I stand on it a little bit, it'll let out a scream. Poor fucking Bug Trainer Mike or whatever, being like, you can just win this one, man.
Bug Trainer Mike.
You clearly want it more.
Give us your money.
Just like fucking a paper bag just dripping.
Oh, God. Go, Ditto.
Just like,
hold on, he'll seep out. Just
Grimer.
What?
Ditto.
That's right.
Why do you have a dead rat in this paper bag?
Oh, that's for a different reason. Mate, your rat is dead. What?
Ah!
Just give it to the Zubat, he'll eat it.
It's like it's so hard to kill. How did you kill it?
I didn't feed it. I don't have to feed the Dittos.
When I stapled it to my belt, I wasn't careful.
I stapled its hands accidentally.
Okay, so I'm also starting to. Okay, I find your belt. I go to your house and find your Pokemon Officer Jenny issued belt, and I start poaching yours and replacing them with like. Oh, like
notice.
Jelly bath or something. I start filling your pockets with jelly bath and slowly claiming all of your Grimers.
I will not be able to tell the difference.
One day you see a lot of real dirty looking Dittos with bows.
Like, what the fuck? Who cleaned up my Dittos? But not heaps at the same time.
Hey, my Dittos pretty.
Who turned my Dittos into clean Grimers?
It's very funny if you... It's great if you get Dittos and you're like, Jackson, here's six Dittos. This is what you are. I'm like, nah, weird clean Grimers. And then you're like, I need to get his ones away. Okay, Ditto, can you transform into a Grimer? So he can't tell the difference. There we go. There's my classic dirty Dittos. Off we go. The boys are back, and then you can look after my Grimers. Oh, I'm just going to abuse the Dittos.
Why are you so dirty?
I gotta clean you again.
Turn back. Oh, these are some clean Grimers. I've been tricked.
Damn it, Cass. These are some clean ass Grimers. I'm gonna dirty them up. Taking a Ditto to
people are gonna make fun of me for being a prissy boy with my clean Grimers.
Just chucking Dittos in like a filthy pond.
Rubbing them.
Why
up.
Aren't you muck yet?
Get dirtier.
Be more purple.
What the fuck? I'm tipping these out.
Knocking them into a lake.
You put them in the aqueduct like you'll grime up.
Eventually you'll be filthy and grimy. Still not putting two and two together.
They turn into pitches and fly back to me.
What the fuck? Did I not know how Dittos work? Holy shit.
Stop that.
What just happened?
Why am I Dittos birds? They just like honked
this.
Or whatever. I don't know.
I don't understand this at all.
I'm gonna go lie down.
That's great because
a van driven by a Machamp drives by me in the wind, like the passenger seat, mouthing "Help me."
Who was that? Oh, that guy. That's fear and respect.
That's right. I remember you.
What a day.
Today's been good.
Time to go get a sandwich.
In my mind, I still have the paper bag with a Rattata stapled to my chest that's bleeding down the front. Jackson, your Rattata okay?
Yeah.
Should be.
They can't die, right?
They can't die. We could just faint.
I'll just go to Pokemon Center. I'm not allowed back, so.
Pokemon, they put down, they're like, oh, there's extra space. I'm feeling poorly. I'll climb on that as well. Climbing over the counter awkwardly, pushing the Pokeball, curling fetal position on it, turn it on. I feel sick. What did you just do?
Oh, wait, that was just my sandwich.
Pop it up a grimer.
What?
How'd Ditto get in there?
No wonder they're dirty.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
I'm dirtying them up myself in me.
Where's my clean grimers? I got a great idea.
Did you know the average trainer will swallow 7 grimers in his sleep?
That's so bad. Because it's quite big. Sliding into your mouth.
Because it'd be like...
Grimer.
In my mind, the Grimer was kind of panicked looking at his face. It was just traveling over your body and now it's fucking going into your guts.
No, do you know what it's done? You've taken it away from the actor duct. It needs moisture. Yeah. You don't.
Grimer needs to be wet.
The only time it gets moisture is when you try and clean it into a Ditto and it's the wrong kind of
or
wet.
When I spit on it because I'm mad at it.
I am opening up a farm that all of you are banned from. Actually, maybe not. Joel, how would you raise your?
Well. The end. Thanks for listening. I'd probably just have like smug. Oh,
what's the smuggest Pokemon? Abra. Fuck that guy.
I like the idea. Imagine me with a Graveler that just looks real happy with itself.
That is good. You are absolutely a one Pokemon kind of guy. And when they're like, "Well, don't you need a team?" You're like, "Nah."
No, look how confident my Graveler is.
Yeah, Graveler does look confident and happy. It's the you of Pokemon.
Yeah, like you're making the smug face that I'm imagining the Graveler to have.
Absolutely. I'd be mad at you because I'd be like, how'd that come from a Geodude?
Got big.
Yeah, got more arms than big.
Hey, do you want to borrow it for a second? We've got to give it back.
Yeah, all right.
Now it's a golem.
That's even more ridiculous. That's a boulder with a fucking turtle in it.
Be quiet or I'll get it to punch you into the ground.
That's fair. Gollum is my least favorite of that line. I hate him.
Yeah, he...
Who is he?
Who is he?
Where'd he come from?
He's Graveler, but big.
No, he looks nothing like Graveler. It's like rock with arms, bigger rock with more arms. Fair. Okay. Gollum, turtle in boulder. That's such a change.
Turtle in boulder and lose arms.
Yeah, no
what?
Arm.
What?
Just foot.
No, he
still has arms.
Because Graveler has 4 arms.
Mm.
I'm Googling this.
Gollum only has 2.
Yeah, arms fall off.
The other 2 have to buff itself out real good, so he's a nice shiny boulder, and then they fall off. It's his baby arms.
Maybe the other 2 fall off and attach to a boulder and become a Geodude.
Or, they form his shell.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, I hate
he snuggles his, like, he gets traded and is like, oh, I feel so loved, gives himself a hug, and then eventually rounds up.
Gets a shell.
Welcome back, Golem.
I imagine you just having a lot of legendary Pokemon you have no right having. And it makes
it's funny, I'd be like, it. Here's my Graveler. I got 2 Pokemon. Here's my Graveler. Oh, that was easy to beat. Anyway, go Zapdos.
How come? I don't know. I just found it.
I was going for a walk one day, looked up, saw it, and then it was like, oh, I went in that cave, and I went, and it psychically linked with me. And I was like, hey, want to come on an adventure? And it was like, yes. And I was like, all right, cool.
Then next time I meet you, you got a Moltres, Articuno, Mewtwo, Mew. Dusha, that's cheating. Whatever, I caught him.
I like the idea of just being like, go Mewtwo. They're like, that's, what? That's a government experiment.
He's mine now.
You're like, go Arceus. We're like, Dusha, that's literal
God.
God.
You shouldn't. God.
You can't. That's not a...
I don't know.
Whatever, you want to fight?
No!
Wait, give... Where's your clean grime I've heard so much about?
He's in the aqueduct getting dirty.
Oh my gosh, use a Ditto on an Arceus and then there are two gods.
Quick, but I chuck out a grime. Get, become that one.
Arceus, use god powers.
You just, Arceus, kill this fool.
Arceus, hyperbeam, Jackson.
Hey? Ow!
Can you blink him out of existence?
That'd be good for me.
I like to imagine every time I instruct any of my Pokemon to do something, because I don't know the proper command. Instead of transform, I'm like become. Instead of tackle, I'm like grab him. Pokemon just looks at me like I don't know.
Say the fucking word, Jackson. What?
Huh? What word? There's a word. Transform.
Be it. I said it. Be it.
Yeah, become what's in front of us.
I don't speak Pokemon. What?
I don't fucking know. What do you know?
Grimer.
I like the idea of
Ditto saying Grimer.
Just
shut up, Ditto. Become it.
Back to me having like legendary Pokemon. It'd be funny if like to treat me like fucking Gary in the games where like I just keep popping up. But imagine like Gary like, oh, okay, I beat your Bulbasaur with my Squirtle. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. I'll verse you again later. I'm like, go Bulbasaur again. And you're like, oh, yeah, sweet, easy. And then I'm like, go Articuno.
Hey? Yeah, got it.
Every time you run me, it's just more bigger.
Smell your life.
You don't have one?
Where's yours?
I like to imagine, you know, at the beginning, it's like you choose Bulbasaur, they choose Charmander. Like, Cass, who seems to be the best Pokemon trainer, like, you choose Bulbasaur, and it's like, Professor Oak's like, well, you can have Charmander. And Squirtle. Also have this Pikachu I found.
And an Eevee. I was going to give it to my grandson, but I hate him.
You can have it too. All right. Fuck you.
You should battle right now.
That's good. That's good if you imagine all four of us as the children that are meant to go there, but Zamet's like, Cass, you do it. And I overshoot. Where's the...
Oh, this was a Pokemon lab. I just pick one of these. Oh, sweet, a Ditto. It's a bit dirty.
Still good.
The best one.
Those idiots.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Don't see where you guys were. Oh, what's that?
Is that God?
What the fuck?
How'd you get that guy?
Professor Oak gave it to me.
Why does he love Joel so much?
I don't know.
Why did he just have God there ready to give to me?
I really like that in this scenario, his grandson also exists. He just gets there and Professor Oak's like, I got nothing. I gave it all to this guy. I love this man.
Have you seen him? He's great.
You're just too smug. You're not smug about it. You don't mock us. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Speak to Professor Oak about it, I guess.
See what he has to say if he's got a problem.
I mean, like, yeah, that kind of sucks to you, and I feel a bit bad, but I mean, I'm
not going to give him back.
They were clearly for me.
Give us one.
Yeah, right. Have my.
It's like, no, but then mine. I can't just.
You
give
have
you
so
one.
Many. You know, yeah, you no, could just right. Give up one.
I've got heaps. Hang on. I'll just go catch you one. Here, I bought you a Caterpie.
What's this?
It's a worm.
Waggle it around. Nope.
Just put, like, open up your brown plastic bag with a rat-a-tat. Put it in there.
Eat this. Oh, this one's dead.
Eat it. All right. You worm, eat that.
Whoever eats whoever is my Pokemon.
I can imagine you using a Metapod like a brick.
I know you're imagining...
Harden. Bludgeon.
I know you were imagining to attack. We all were. But I was imagining throwing it through a Pokemon window.
Yeah!
Going inside, grabbing all the potions, going into the aqueduct and drinking them myself.
I feel sick. Grimer.
Grimer, eat that. That, then you get a bit of it at least.
Ditto. What do you want me to be?
I don't know.
Shut up.
You're just one of them goo guys. You're a goo. I'm going to call you all goo.
I hate Pokemon.
I just want to sit in the aqueduct and drink potion and pee up. I got so many more punches now.
I can use fucking 800 a day. I never use any.
Where's Jackson? Is he not coming on this journey with us?
No, he's doing his own.
He's fine. He's busy.
We don't want him.
I need him along with you. Could you beat the Elite Four? Could each of us beat the Elite Four? You could, because Cass could, but you're not in the Hall of Fame, Simon.
Yeah, I'm in the Hall of Fame with your Pokemon.
Twice.
I'm making my beautiful farm.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I've got all my Pokemon. They're all allowed free. And then I pick my favorites to come on the adventure with me to the Elite Four.
Can the Machamp, who is now, I assume,
Army.
Army, who has maybe taken over my identity and
he can certainly use you in the Elite
Four. Could he then use me?
Yeah, me and Army have a secret handshake now.
Well, you got
Army
you and
picks
Army.
Me up, hucks me into the circle.
I don't know how to fight a Pokemon.
I've got a knife!
Joel Zammett knife fighting his way through the Elite Four. Excellent. Shiving the hell out of whoever you're fighting. What does the Machamp want out of that? That's my question.
It's a power play.
He's just an animal.
He's mastered the power of strength and now he must master the power of control.
So that's great. Cass in the Elite Four twice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Winning both times.
Well, actually, Cass in the Elite Four once, Machamp in the Elite Four. Also once.
I like if it's Cass with your Pokemon, because then you have a great moment where you're like, so I won, yeah? And Cass is like, yeah. It's like, but it's you and the thing. And you're like, yeah, but they're your Pokemon. You're like, oh, I guess good.
I guess. And then we go to Machamp. We won, right? Machamp's like, Machamp. And we look at the portrait, and there's like him, and then just like a me down the bottom. I'm like, oh,
I guess I won.
I guess I'm...
Am I feared? Am I respected now?
Am I respected? I cut a lot of Pokemon, that's all I'm
I cut a terrible swathe. I've done a lot of murdering today. Missing an eye burns down the side of your face.
I'm just crushed. I stabbed Pikachu.
I have killed a Pikachu. I've torn one asunder. Surely.
Machamp refused to feed me to heal, so I ate it. I ate that rat.
People fear you, but not in the way you want. People fear you the same way they fear a wolf.
I still fear. I'll take it.
You know who they really fear, though? Jackson. That man cannot be trusted. He ate a Grimer.
Jackson, are you ready to fight the first Elite Four member? Let me just power up.
No, you don't...
Okay. It tastes disgusting.
You guys eat these? Maybe I'll like it better after a second one. Hang on.
I have no idea if these are Dittos or Grimers anymore. So
it tastes
confused.
Like dishwashing liquid that's been shat in.
That's bad if you didn't know. Go Zubat. Smack, 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 smack. Shut up now.
Zubat's coming out of your mouth. Grab him, slam him down. Shut up.
Don't go away. Fight the guy. He always tries to fly away.
Just huck it at like.
Just lands on the Elite Four member. Got all right.
I guess.
Maybe then I just threaten them with a lead pipe as well. Give me the badge. There aren't any badges.
Guess the what? Badge.
Take my photo. Put it in the thing. Put photos of all my Ditto in there.
I've taken photos of all my Pokemon. Put them in the thing. Real blurry Polaroids.
Literally physical copies.
One's like, no.
We can't upload this into the database.
We can't put this in the thing. Figure it out.
It's like a photo of four Grimers, one Zubat, and then a photo of you at the beach.
This is great to imagine, just like someone going through with it's got, yeah, like those photos of you, then it's got like Cass's and all her photos, like just really as cute as hell Pokemon. There's just a picture of God
next to me, and I'm just like,
do sure. And then there's me, just this feral boy that's being held by a Machamp.
Somehow you look dirtier than Jack.
Who's that Pokemon?
I Pokedex.
Smack, smack, smack. I gotta smack it a couple times before it wakes up. Jackson, I don't think you should.
No, hang on. Hey, Pokedex, who's this? Oh, sweet. It's a dirty Grimer.
Can I have it?
He looks harder than the other ones.
All my other ones are real soft. I step in them and they don't die. I don't know what that's
about.
Which
is a blessing and a curse.
Imagine me sleeping outside and all the grime is covering me like a blanket. This is a bad way to live. Use the Zubat as a pillow.
He's screaming a bit.
Ah! Bang, 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 bang. That's quieter at least. Good night.
Bring its wings over your eyes like a sleep mask.
There we go. It scratches my cheeks, but I don't mind.
Both end up with severe facial damage, and that's why.
You're like, I had to fight to get mine. Yours is basically self-inflicted. Nah. It's from this idiot. Back, back, back. Oh, he wasn't screaming. Sorry, that's just impulse at this point. It's muscle memory of whatever.
A giant, like, collar around my throat with a big chain that the Machamp is holding. What is this from?
I don't know why your Machamp's doing that, but it's pretty cool.
Dude, can you... I mean, yeah, he got those... For a block or whatever. It's real cool.
I like to imagine at this point, Joel Dusher has ascended to heaven.
Yeah. Anyway, me and Arky.
Maybe I can ask God for forgiveness. Or help. Nope, he's just gone.
God, use Hyper Beam.
Ow.
Anyway, catch you guys later. I'm going to heaven now.
I'm going to try and stab God.
That's fucked.
Just imagining you and Arcee is like hanging out or whatever for whatever. You and all your Pokemon hang out.
Yeah,
and it's
we
like,
do.
Hey, man, you listen to prayers. It's like, ah. And you're like, want a bail?
Hey, you're God, yeah? Like, why am I just hanging in heaven? I'm sick of all these fucking gods.
It's a rough scene. Let's go. You seen what happened to Zammit? I don't need to see that.
Yeah, the champ's like, Zammit, you stab it.
It's the only way I get food. Anyway, I'm going to eat all my Grimers because I beat the Elite Four. Clean break. It takes a while because they're big.
One of them's a muck now.
He's the biggest. He's got two faces. This
I like to call him Fat Dirty Ditto.
Fat Dirty Ditto, you're last. Everyone line up. I'll keep the Zubat as an alarm. Oh, it died. I hit it too many times.
I love that Zubat.
Jackson, yeah. Do you still have that dead Rattata on your front?
No. Oh, fuck, yes.
I thought I got rid of it.
That's what that smell was. I thought it was the Dittos.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
The Caterpie eating it.
Oh, I've got a Caterpie now.
With a it's a Metapod.
I gotta go.
Evolve to a Butterfree?
Jackson, are you addicted to health potions? PP up, maybe, but not health potions.
I haven't tried a HP up yet, but
see what happens.
I think I've heard it's good.
You're like, I've done a potion. I wouldn't do a super or a hyper, though.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Did you say you got a max potion?
Just give me a sec, fellas. I'm going to try and eat a HM. I'm going to try and eat cut, see what happens. It just hurt.
HM, one cut.
One HM1 cut for my Pokemon, sir. I can see your Pokemon. They can't learn cut. I have other ones. Sir, are you going to use this on yourself? Oh my goodness, the very idea. Then I lean in, I'm like, yes.
A man's got to eat.
I'm going to learn fly, surf.
Jackson keeps eating HM Fly and trying to fly. He'll die eventually. Cause...
And the god wait, the god, the world waits with bated breath for that day.
Look, what a bunch of trainers we became. Cass, the best. She just did it right.
Well, she turned your Pokemon against you, which she should have.
Yeah, that's doing it right.
You did that. If you were stronger, this wouldn't have happened, but you made the mistake of recruiting me.
I just trusted you.
Should never have trusted her. Zamet, you've ended up in some kind of... I don't know what's happening to your life.
Like an underground Machamp fighting ring where a bunch of Machamps have gotten weak-willed humans fighting for food?
You gave them too many of those cool bricks and they're all too cool for the cops to stop them.
Like, you're under a... Fuck, you're cool.
I just like the idea of you in like a cage with other humans. You're like, we need to tell people about the Machamps. They're rising up. Like, this is a problem.
This is a problem, right? And they're like, nah, but you seen how cool they are?
And you're like, well, all right.
They just keep getting cooler and cooler. I know! Want to go watch?
So cool. I love fighting for them, I think. I think I love fighting for them.
Yeah, I don't...
What happened to Zamet?
Nah, who knows?
He's fine.
So look, I guess in the end, Zamet in an underground fighting ring at the beginning of the Machamp apocalypse. Cass has everyone's Pokemons, I guess.
Yeah.
When Dusha goes to heaven, I'm assuming you don't need to take your other ones. You're just like...
I've only got one other. It's Graveler. He's coming with.
Okay, fair. Graveler deserves to go to heaven.
It's. Yeah. I like the idea of being like, hey buddy, we've had a long road. Let's just go to heaven.
Graveler.
He gives you thumbs up with all four hands.
Fuck, you're cool.
And just kick it in heaven.
Fuck yeah.
I'll eat as many mucks as I can before I die and Cass can have the rest.
I'm there like trying to pull him out.
I like to think I eat a Caterpie and in the process of it going down my throat, it becomes a Metapod and kills me. Jackson's neck just exploded with a Metapod.
Die! Push, get a stick and push it down.
It's just casting hard on itself.
Jack, we can pull it out. You'll live.
No, it doesn't want to go down. It's fighting. It's fighting.
I'm gonna teach it a lesson. I'm gonna eat this fucking Metapod.
You're tensing your neck muscles, hardening. Hardening.
Imagine I swallow it down and then like a week later my stomach explodes with a Butterfree. Butterfree. Oh, fuck.
That's how the first pink Butterfree was born.
It's covered in my viscera. I didn't realize I still have...
born from flesh.
I thought I shat that.
Oh, well.
The greatest mystery is what, just like, what did I shit?
Butterfree comes out, several mucks.
They were alive in there, I guess. No wonder I felt awful all the time.
You sort of take a peek at your insides, you're like, there aren't any.
I think Jackson was just Pokemon.
All the mucks just fly off. Oh, they learnt fly. That's
cool. Okay, I get it now.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Cass.
Give Cass all your Pokemon or come to heaven.
I'll
those
just
are the
take
two options.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's not giving them to Cass. You'll just
leave your
if
Pokemon.
If you're bad a little bit, Graveler goes to heaven, that's good. You're fine.
I don't know if you're bad. I just, if you're like... just not paying attention.
Yeah, bad. They're angels and they deserve everything.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zamet.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.